Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Shvuot, Masachet Shvuot, Daf Lamed Chet Amud Aleph. And as I pointed out in the previous podcast, we're now going to go back and do the rest of the Mishnayot of the Perek, and then take a look at the relatively small piece of Gemara that we have from Lamed Chet Amud Aleph to Lamed Chet Amud Bet in the end of the Perek. So going back to the beginning of the Perek, the second Mishnah, Shvuot HaPikadon Ketzad. How is it administered? Amar lo ten li pikdonis sheish li biadcha. So the mafkid says, give me the pikadon that you have. Shvua she'en lecha biyadi. And the guy says, I don't have anything. He takes an oath. O shamar lo ein lecha biyadi. Or he just says it without an oath. And the mafkid says, mashbiacha ani. V'yamar amen harei zachayav. So here we see that mushba and nishba both work in shvuat pikadon. Now, Hishbiya alav chamisha peyamim, ben frebetin, ben shalom frebetin, and this is not the same as Shvuat HaEdut. If the mafkid administers an oath 5 times, 10 times, 100 times, however many times, and the guy keeps denying it, whether in front of Beitin or not, v'kafar chayav kol achat v'achat, he's chayiv, the asham gzeilot, for each one of those oaths. I'm Rabbi Shimon, so just like Rabbi Shimon said in the previous parak, what's the reason that multiple kfirot in Beitin only get you liable once, and here it's multiple times? Here he could then change his mind and admit it at any point, and we'd accept that admission, because Odat Baldin, he's not an aide, he's a Baldin, and therefore his admission would be meaningful, and therefore each Shvua is an actual Kfira. Okay, next Mishnah. Let's say 5 different guys came up to him and claimed, you owe us something. We have stuff that you're holding. Give it to us. Shvuash en lechem biyadi, eno chayv alachad. If he takes one oath to all of them as a group, he's only chayv once, even if he's lying. Shvuash en lechem biyadi, velo lecha, chayav al kol achad viachad. He looks at each guy and he says, shvua, that I don't have anything of yours, and of yours, and of yours, then each one is a separate shvua. Rabbi Eliezer omer ad shumar shvua b'achrona. He says, no, you have to say the word shvua at the end, because otherwise it sounds like shvuash en lecha biyadi to one guy, and then v'lo lecha, those are separate. But if he says a shvua at the end, en lecha biyadi, v'lo lecha, shvua, then shvua covers everything. Rabbi Shimon omer ad shemar shvua lechol achad v'chad. That's not enough. You have to say shvua to each one. We saw Rabbi Shimon's opinion in Kiddushin, legabe identifying the value of the figs and who he's being mekadesh, etc. Now, tein li pikadon ut sumet yad. Now, instead of it being multiple claimants, it's one claimant, multiple claims. Pikadon ut sumet yad, meaning a halva, gezel v'aveda sheish li biyadcha, and he says, shvua she'en lecha biyadi, I have nothing of yours, eno chayav alachat. Even if he has all those things, he only is chayav once. He has to pay all the value, plus a chomesh, one korban. Shvua she'en lecha biyadi, pikadon ut sumet yad, v'gezel v'aveda, but if he denies in particular each one, achayav akol achat v'achat, then he's chayav multiple times. Now we go within that, meaning it's all a pikadon but different types. Ten lichitin us orin vikusmim sheish li biyadcha, wheat, barley, and spelt. Shvua she'en lecha biyadi, I have nothing of yours, and a chayv alachat, you only chayv once. Shvua she'en lecha biyadi, chitin us orin vikusmim, but if he spells them out, chayav akol achat v'achat. Rameir adds one piece, afilu amar chita usara vikusemet, even if he used them in the generic sense, not in the multiple sense, meaning wheat things, barley things, spelt things, chayav kol achat v'achat. Even though you're chayav only, you're chayav for each one. Okay, we're going to pause at this point and go to the Gemara. We'll go back to the last two Mishnayot in a moment, but let's take a look at the Gemara on Daf Lamed Chet Amud Aleph. Shvuat HaPikadon Ketzad, Ten HaPikadon Sheish Tviyadcha, etc. Tanu Rabbanan. Here's the general piece that we just saw. Kalal, meaning if he made it as a general statement, eno chayav alachat, he's chayav only once, meaning he spoke to the group, or he spoke to the one guy about all the things he has, peirat, but if he specified them and particularized them and itemized them, chayav kol achat ve'achat, divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says, the minute that you itemize them, you're chayav for each one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and we didn't hear from Rabbi Yehuda yet, shvua lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, chayav kol achat ve'achat. If you say v'lo lecha, meaning to you and to you and to you, then you're chayav for each one. So where does he disagree with Rabbi Meir? We'll have to see. Rabbi Eliezer Meir, lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha shvua. We saw this in the Mishnah. You have to have shvua at the end, chayav kol achat v'achat. And Rabbi Shimon, we also saw in the Mishnah, shvua shvua lechol achat v'achat. That's the Braita. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says the following. Klalosh Rabbi Meir, Pratosh Rabbi Yehuda, Klalosh Rabbi Yehuda, Pratosh Rabbi Meir. He says that Rabbi Meir, unbeknownst to us, had a particular formulation which he did consider to be general, even though you identified the individuals, and that is lolacha, lolacha, lolacha. That is particular. Lolacha vilolacha vilolacha, that's general. And Rabbi Yehuda flips it. Rabbi Yehuda says lolacha vilolacha vilolacha is specific. Lolacha, lolacha, lolacha is general. Okay, so that's what that's Shmuel's take. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, no, akomodim vilolacha shu prat. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir agree that vilolacha is always a prat, meaning Rabbi Meir always says it's a prat the minute that you identify the individuals. Onechelku ela lolacha, when you say lolacha without a vav. Shmeir Omer prat, that's still a prat because you spoke about individuals. Lolacha, lolacha, lolacha. Piyuromer klal, he says, no, lolacha, lolacha, lolacha means you're not making each statement individual. You're saying, I'm taking an oath that I don't know you. Ve'ezu klalosh Rameir, what's Rameir's klal? Shvuasha in lachem biyadi. When you talk to the group as a unit. Now, b'maika mipalgi, what's the difference between Shmuel, who saw Rameir as really having a klal, even when you spell them out, which is lolacha vilolacha, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rameir always says the prat unless you say y'all. Shmuel daig mi breita. Shmuel read the breita carefully, and that's where he inferred this. Rabbi Yochanan read the Mishnah, and that was his basis, and he got it from there. Shmuel daig mi breita. What does that mean? Midikam Rabbi Yehuda vilo lecha prata have. Since Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rabbi Meir and said vilo lecha is a prat, bichlal de shami the Rabbi Meir da amar klal have. He must have heard Rabbi Meir say vilo lecha is a klal. Rabbi Yehuda, prat avin. Rabbi Yehuda said, I disagree with you. I say that's a prat. For Rabbi Yochanan, and we know that Rabbi Meir would say, lolacha, lolacha is a prat, so therefore Rabbi Yehuda would say that's a klal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, no, tavayu le Rabbi Meir, prat avin. Rabbi Meir says, they're all pratim, they're all itemized. V'yamal Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda was simply saying to him, v'lolacha modinalach, I agree with you about v'lolacha. V'lolacha paldignalavach, but I disagree with you about lolacha without a vav. Shmuel, what's his answer to that? Instead of showing us who Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir agree, let us show them where they disagree, which is lolacha. It must be that they disagree in both. That's Shmuel's limud, Rabbi Yochanan's retort, Shmuel's comeback, or at least what he could have said. Rabbi Yochanan, ye dig me mat nitin. Why me the kamer Rabbi Meir shvuasha in lachem biyadi klala have? Since Rabbi Meir said that only when you speak to the group is it a klal. Any time that you spell out lacha 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 with vilo or lo, it's a prat. Because if you think vilo lacha is also a klal, why should Rameir teach lachem? Let him teach us a bigger chiddush, which is vilo lacha is also a klal. And certainly lachem. Shmuel Amar, what's his answer? He says, anytime you say vilo lecha, it's a general, because saying, I'm making an oath to you and to you and to you and to you. It's like lachem. All right, let's test it. Tanan, our Mishnah says, lo lecha, vilo lecha, vilo lecha. And that Rameir says, is a prat. That directly challenges Shmuel, who said that according to Rameir, that's a klal. So Tani lolacha, Shmuel says the Tana made a mistake. It really should have been lolacha, lolacha without a vav. Toshma later in the Mishnah, tainli pikadon utsumet yad vigazel va'aveda, and that again are those again are assumed to be Rameir, and that is specific, that is particular. Tani utsumet yad gazel va'aveda. The Tana again blew it, and he should have left the vav out. Toshma tainli chitin usu or in mikusmin. So Tani saw in mikusmin again. It should have been no vav. Do you think the Tana made so many mistakes, kept putting in a vav where it doesn't belong? That we don't buy. Elahamani Rabbi, the answer is our Mishnah is not authored by Rameir, it's authored by Rabbi. Damar loshna kazait kazait in the context of pigul, v'loshna kazait v'chazait pratahave. So if a Kohen says, I'm throwing the dam of this korban in order to eat a kazait of the meat 3 days from now, and then in order to eat a kazait of the meat 3 days from now, whether he says kazait, kazait, or kazait v'chazait, they're two separate chiyuvim. All right? Toshma mididei, but we could see from Rameir himself, Rameir's own words, it's an afilu chita usseora v'kusemet chayva kol achat v'achat. So the vav achibur doesn't make them into a large group, it itemizes them. So the answer is Tani Chita Sorag Kuseven. We have to go back to saying the Tana reported it wrong, and there's no Vav there. So my Afilu, then what's the Afilu? Meaning, even when you just speak about them in the generic sense and not about the stuff that you have, it's still a prat. Okay, good. So Shmuel is sort of saved here. Now, the next piece that we saw was Teni Pikadon Tzumet Yad because Abba Vidash Yeshti Biadcha, Teni Chitino Sorin, Amrav Yochanan, Prutami Kula Mitztarefet. We saw this earlier. So he said, when you say, Tainli chitin usorin v'chusmin sheishli biadcha, and the guy says shvash in the chabiyadi. Rabbi Yochanan says if there's a half a pruta of chitin, half a pruta of sorin, half a pruta of kusmin, then together that makes enough, and you're chayav. You have to have a shor pruta that you're denying here. Now pligi bravacha ravina. We have machloket. We already saw this earlier in the previous parak. A parte mechayev, chadamarcha, prate mechayev, aklal lo mechayev. Meaning that in the second version, when you said, Shwasha in the Chabiyadi Chitinu Sorin Kusmin, you're Chayiv three times. One for Chita, one for Sorin, one for Kusemet. But you're not Chayav for the general oath. Which means Rabbi Yochanan's statement couldn't have been about the Seifa, because any time that you're only Chayav for Chitin, Sorin, and Kusmin separately, you can't be Metzari for Prut among them. Chanamar Klali Namin Lichayiv. He says, no, that even in the Seifa, you're Chayiv four times. One for Chita, one for Sorin, one for Kusenet, plus one for the general oath, which means Rabbi Yochanan's statement could even be about that. If you had a half a pruta Chita, half a pruta Sorin, half a pruta Kusmin, you're right, you won't be Chayiv for the latter three, but you will be Chayiv for the first statement, Shvuashe in the Chabiyadi. Aye, that doesn't work. V'atan Rabbi Chia, Harei Kan Chamesh Sui Chataot. The maximum you have here with five claimants and three claims is 15 Chataot. Vimita, according to you, Esrim Havin, it should be 20. Because five different guys claiming Chitinu Sorinu Chusmin, and he says Shwasha in the Chabiyadi, so that's four oaths times five. Again, it's a can you top this, a maximum of 20. So Haitana, Prati Kachashiv to Klal Lok Kachashiv. Now the Tana here is only counting the Pratim, but the Klal may also be there. Hatan Rechia, Arekan Esrim Chatot, but Rechia said there's 20, which should prove that the position that says that when you take an oath, in the Chabiyadi, Chitinu Sorinu Kusmin, that's four, not three. Because four times five. Because in our Mishnah, we always talk about five claimants. The answer is, Ahia Pikadon Sumit Yad Gezel Vavedah. Remember, we have another component in the Mishnah that talks about four claims. Pikadon Sumit Yad Gezel Vavedah. And that times five will be 20. And that won't include the klal. So we haven't solved whether it's whether when you make the itemized shvua, there's also a general shvua. Bamine Rav Rav Nachman. So he asked him the following question. Are you Chamisha Tovin Oto? Five guys are claiming from you. They make this claim of four different things. Amar le'echad man, he looked at one guy and said, Shuasha in the Chabiyadi, Pikadon, Sumiyad, Gezav Avedah. So he spelled them out. And by the way, he's lying about all this. Vilo lecha, vilo lecha, vilo lecha, vilo lecha. And looked at each guy and said, Vilo lecha to them. Mahu. Achadim echayiv, is he now chayiv towards the other guys for one? Or do we now say that the velo lecha carries all four items along and is now chayiv 20? Toshvan Rechia, Rechan Esrim Chataot. Rabbi Chia said, you're chayiv 20 Chataot. Now, Hechidami, what's Rabbi Chia talking about? Ida Parish, if you said, I don't owe you Tzumet Gezel Vavedav Fikadon, and I don't owe you Tzumet Yadav Gez, etc., then Rabbi Chia, I mean, Yon Atzel Shmino, is he teaching us math that 4 times 5 is 20? We know that. Alav de lo parish, it must be a case where you said, Tzumet Yad Gezel Avedah Fikadon to you, and to you, and to you, and to you, Shmamena Pratavi, which shows you they're all Pratim. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah and finish up the Perek of Mishnayot, and then this last piece. Mishnah Dalad, and it might be easier if you look at Mishnayot, Mishnah Dalad, Anasto Pititat Piti. A guy comes up to another guy and says, you owe me knas, you were ones or mafata, my daughter. Merlo Anasti velo Pititi. I didn't do it. Mashpia Chani, she's a shvua of Amar Main. Chayav, he's chayav. Rabbi Shimon on poter. Rabbi Shimon says he's patur. Why? She'en mishalim knas al piatzmo. Because his own admission will not cause guilt, as it's knas. Amar lo av pi she'en mishalim knas al piatzmo mishalim boshuv gam al piatzmo. But you got to remember when there's onus and mafateh, there are other payments of shame, and that's mamon and pgam, the lesser value that she has. That's besides the knas, and that's mamon. And if you admit to onus, you don't pay the 50 shekel, but you pay that. So therefore, you are chayav when you say it. By the way, now you're chayav for the whole thing. Now, ganavta et shori, the last Mishnah, v'omer lo ganavti. So he says, you stole my ox, I didn't steal it. Mashbiach Hanimamain, Chayav, that's easy. Ganavti avalotavachti v'lamacharti. I did steal it, but I didn't shecht it, which would then lead us to the knas of Arba v'chamisha. V'yachan v'amamain, patur. Because the only thing you're disagreeing about is a knas. Hemit shorcha et shori, your ox killed my ox, v'mer lo himit. Mashbiachan v'amamain, Chayav, that's fine. Hemit shorcha et avdi, remember, if an ox kills somebody else's slave, it's Chayav 30 shekel, that's a knas. Patur. Amar lo chavalta bi, you wounded me. Vasita bi chavura. Amar lo chavalta bi, vasita bi chavura. I didn't wound you. Shvechan me'amayin, chayav. Chayav nezek. Amar lo avdo, ipalta shini, vasimita eteini. But if his slave comes to him and says, you knocked out my tooth or my eye, and that's a knas to have to let him go free. Amar lo hibalti v'lo simiti. Shvechan me'amayin, patur. And what's the rule, Zeklal? Like Rabbi Shimon said, if it's the sort of thing that your own admission would lead to you having to pay, then you're chayav, hodat baldin. If, on the other hand, it's the kind that not, that's a knas, then you're patur. So then why do Rabbi Shimon and Chacham disagree about onus and mefata? Let's see. Back to Lamed Chen, I'm about at the top. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mai tam Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say you're patur? Ho'il v'ikar knas hutoveya. The main thing that you're being toveya is the knas. You're coming mainly for knas, he's denying it, and so therefore he's patur. Amarava mashal Rabbi Shimon l'madavar d'mat. So it's Rabbi Shimon's presentation. What's it like? Adam shamar l'chaveru ten lichitinu sorin mekusvin sheish li biadcha. You owe me wheat, barley, etc. Roshuash ein l'cha biadi chitin. And he said, I swear I don't have any chitin. Shtakach tachitin hurlo lepe. And it turns out it's true. He doesn't have any wheat. Hasorin mekusvin itle, but he does have sorin. A barley and spelt, that he does have. The patur, he's exempt, because his oath was a true oath, and he didn't deny under oath anything that he had. The chishtava chitin akushta mishtava. That oath was true. So in the same way, when this guy says, I didn't ones, since his main focus is the knas, and that's something for which you're not chayiv, therefore it's okay. So I'm rather by a midami. Rabba, they're not alike. Hatam b'chitin kakafrele, he denied chitin. So rekus min lo kakafrele, he didn't deny anything about the barley, he just didn't address them. Hacha b'chula milta huda kakafrele, here he's denying the whole thing. I wasn't oneser, which includes knas and includes mamon, but he denied the act. Halodamia ela, it says it's more similar, ela lo omer l'chaver otein l'chitin usorin rekus min sheish li biadcha. Again, a guy claims three kinds of grain. Shoshan l'chabiyadei klal, the guy says, I don't own it, I don't have anything of yours. They denied the whole thing. Lo anasti. And it turned out that he really only had some of them. So he didn't have wheat, but he had barley and spelt. It's mechayiv. Which means, by the way, that your mashal doesn't work out, because then Rabbi Shimon should say chayav. We got a report from Eretz Yisrael explaining Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon knasu toveya v'lo boshrufkam. Really what's happening is the guy's coming and saying, I want my 50 shekel. He's not even coming for boshrufkam. That's a side thing. Chacham said, no, he's coming for everything. And therefore, it's mamon also. So, what's their essential machloket? Rabbi Shimon says, look, I've got 50 shekel. That's a set amount. That's what I'm going to go afterwards. Boshtovkam, who knows how that's going to play out? That's not what I'm looking at. Rabbanan say, on the other hand, if he admits to the ones, he's not going to have to pay the 50. I'm not going to go after that. So I'm not going to ignore boshtuf gam, which I can get from him, even if he admits to it. And if he admits to it, he's chayiv, and go after the thing that if he admits to it, he's patur. And for my main focus is the momonot boshtuf gam. Okay, adran alach shuata pikadon. We've finished this very short parak of shuata pikadon. We're going to start the stellar parak of shuata dayanim with a lot of very, very fundamental pieces that throughout Seder Nezikin have been mentioned, and now we'll see them presented. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.